And coming up next, it's Bathrop Spears Broadsides, another flashback for you. Today is the 7th of September, but the flashback, and we're in 2023, but the flashback is going to jump back to 2015, May 5th. Why? Well, because I can, primarily, and primarily also to give me a break from the heavy lifting, or medium heavy lifting. This is the day of the Huff meeting, in case you have forgotten, all you folks out there who are sometimes coming to meetings and sometimes not. Huff is Homeless United for Friendship and Freedom, and again, we do a lot of chattering about civil rights for folks, exchange stories about good times and bad times on the street for those who are on the street, and I'm not one of those, but I'm interested, and I'm interested in seeing folks get together who are, and essentially supporting their right to be treated like human beings rather than debris or, I don't know, items in a grant-getting scheme. So, this May 5th, 2015 flashback to jump to what's actually going to be coming up has as its special in-studio guest and sort of part-time host, Pat Colby. Pat Colby is an activist who was living in her van for quite a while. I think she's out of it now. And she and her brother were activists in the community and still are. But at this particular time, she was concerned with the issue of recycling and how recyclers who are poor and on the streets and make their living from recycling stuff that ordinary folks throw away, how they're faring under new state laws and local policies and so forth. And you get to hear her talking at length about that. Then we have Courtney of Sin Baras, a group concerned about getting rid of prisons. And she talks about the local scene, I think, although I was always urging her to talk more about the local scene and less about the state and national scene, since it's here that I think we can exercise the most pressure and have the need to know what's going on, since it's happening in our community. There's discussion of M.H. Can and concerns with Sarah Leonard. And we have a call-in from Sherry, another Huff member who I'm having trouble remembering details about, but you'll be able to see her sketched out through her own description of the issues anyway, at least those issues she's concerned with. We have a chat with Julia Corona, that's her name, or is it Carrera, I'm not sure. She should be introducing herself, or maybe I'll be introducing her in the actual interview. She's part of the Small Farmers Association concerned with medical marijuana cultivation and making sure that there's actually some kind of supply, and also, I guess, making sure that people who are supplying it are being fairly compensated. And then we have a segment from the Red Church. On Mondays, the Calvary Episcopal Church at Lincoln and Cedar used to be a sort of a gathering spot where Father Joel Miller presided over a religious service of a kind, more of a kind of a community spiritual service. I think it was Christian-oriented. And then there was a meal starting at 6 o'clock, and I would wander about the food line with my recorder getting interviews with folks. On this occasion, I spoke with Julie Scholl, Mia Cook, and others. And all that is coming up for you now, so if you stay tuned, you're going to hear it. And because the original theme song of the show was garbled in this this version that I was trying to recover, here it is again for all of you folks who yearn for a bit of the old Huff theme song, which, well, let's say the Bathrop Spears Broadsides theme song, which changes over the years, but this is the most recent version.
Music. I'm tired of moon songs, of star and of June songs. They simply make me nap. And ditties romantic drive me nearly frantic. I think they're all full of pap. History's making, nations are quaking. Why sing of stars above? For while we are waiting, Father Time's creating new things to be singing of. Sing me a song with social significance. All other tunes are taboo. I want a ditty with heat in it, appealing with feeling and meat in it. Sing me a song with social significance, or you can sing till you're blue. Let meaning shine from every line, or I won't love you. Sing me of wars and sing me of breadlines. Tell me of front page news. Sing me of strikes and last minute headlines. Dress your observation in syncopation. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must get hot with what is what, or I won't love you. I want a song that's satirical, putting the mirror into miracle. It must be packed with social fact, or I won't love you. Sing me of kings and conferences martial. Tell me of mills and mines. Sing me of courts that aren't impartial. What's to be done with them? Tell me in rhythm. Sing me a song with social significance. There's nothing else that will do. It must be tense with common sense, or